Yeah, he did. I mean, three times I knew I had to break his throw because he won the bull, you know. And I put in three good legs to break his throw. I'm sitting on a double, I think, three times. He takes it a 1-5-2, 1-4-8, and a 1-2-1. You know, so yeah, I feared he had to hit the checkouts, you know, because if I'd broke his throw, it'd have given me more confidence and I might have kicked on for there.
You were really flowing there towards, you know, that latter half of the match. You really got going, produced some of your best stuff.
It was, yeah. I'm still a wee bit off balance. I've been using earplugs, can't hear a thing up there, you know, and it's the balance. I feel myself wavering a wee bit, but I think I'll be all right.
Good signs at this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts. If you're getting back to that sort of flowing, rhythmical best, you know, getting to the business end of the season, you've got to be confident.
Yeah, the way I look at it, I mean, I'm still not firing 100%, you know. And if I'm taking players that are playing the top of their games and things like that, I take it as a boost, you know, because I can only get better. And when it does get better, then I know what I can do, you know. So, yeah, looking forward to next month or two.
It's got to be, I mean, obviously you had a tough time Premier League and not really happened for you, but it's got to be like quite exciting as a dart player to feel yourself coming back into form like this.
It is. I mean, it's been a hard life. I mean, I've had quite a few deaths in the family, you know, and darts just got put to the side, you know, and people keep saying it's your living and that, like, but at the same time, it's my family, and I beg to differ that case, you know. So, they say time's a great healer, and we're starting to get back onto the track now.